Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones from spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to the Mike Spirit Show. My name is Margaret Challenger, and this is introducing myself for a full coverage of Mike's radio show, which will take place this coming Sunday, the 30th. The information that you need is on Mike's website and on his Facebook page under Mike Spirit. So it's lovely to be with you. Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you live. Here, where I live in Wales, it's 7 p.m. Mike is touring the USA. That's why I've asked me to host the show for you this coming Sunday and the following week. And tomorrow, if you want to go and see Mike, you'll find him at the Archangel Michael Party, which is at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. He's doing a broadcast of his introduction to Florida there. And then next Friday, you'll find him doing a gallery, which is connecting to loved ones from the other side. And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. We're going to give you a taster of what will be the full show this coming Sunday. I do have two guests who I'm going to invite with me on Sunday to make the show go along just a little bit. And I'm going to introduce them to you tonight, just briefly. My first guests, they both come from Bristol, which is England. I come from Wales, so you'll have a distinct notice of the difference in accents. So, Trevor, would you like to say hello?
Hello to everybody. Hello, Margaret.
Right. Hi, Trevor. Good evening.
Good evening.
And I know you've got Jane there with you. Can Jane say hello?
Certainly can. Say hello.
Hello.
Hiya, Jane. Welcome. Okay, ladies. Because we're limited in time this evening, I'm going to go straight over to the first caller. Hello? Can you hear
me?
Hi, good evening. Who's this? Can I have your name?
Hi, it's Lisa, is it? Yes, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. Good evening. Nice to have you aboard. We're all spiritualist mediums, and it's our intention to try and bring to you the people who decide to communicate with us. So I'm going to hand you over to Trevor for your reading this evening, albeit it's going to be very brief. It will be a little longer on Sunday show. So I'm going to leave you in the safe hands of Trevor Barton, to link with your loved ones and spirit world. Over to you, Trevor.
Great.
Good evening, Lisa.
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
Very well. And yourself?
Very well.
Cool. I'm very aware of a gentleman's energy drawing into me. Okay. And as he's drawing into me, I do feel that he would have had a chest complaint, because I feel my chest going very tight. And I also feel very short of breath. Would you understand this, please?
For a couple, yes.
For a couple. I do feel like I'm on a fatherly vibration with this gentleman.
Okay. Okay.
If that makes sense to you. Would you understand that?
Yes. Well, I have a stepfather and I have an uncle, both who passed similarly.
So, okay. I do feel, if it's on the father link for me, it would either be father-in-law or that type of link. But I do have a gentleman that would have been very proud while he was here on this earth.
Very what?
Very proud. Very
okay.
Honest. Would that make sense?
Not quite sure.
Not quite sure. I have a, he's making me feel very sincere, very honest.
Okay.
I'm very, I want to say down to earth person, a very warm gentleman.
Yes, they both were.
They both
although,
were. Okay, my love.
Yeah.
I'll just go back and get some more information. I also feel that his illness would have been quite a long one. Would that make sense? Prolonged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that narrow
yeah.
it down a little bit?
No. I'm so sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I'm aware this gentleman would have lost a lot of weight before he passed to the spirit world over the last 6 months.
Okay, now we got it.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
talking to my uncle.
Yeah. I also know within this time he would have struggled with his illness. That with his dignity side of the illness. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes.
You understand that. But
yes,
before
definitely.
His illness, I do feel that he would have been a very warm, loving gentleman.
Yes,
very
yes,
warm
definitely.
Soul. And that family would have been very important to him.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and he would also have liked to know what was going on with the family.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not saying he would wanted to be in control, but he would be one there that would give advice and give advice freely.
Mm-hmm.
He would listen to people. He wouldn't judge people. He would just listen to them and let them make their decision.
Yeah, you almost never knew what he was thinking.
That's right. Okay, because he's making my mind quite busy as he comes in. So I know he would have had what we call an analytical mind, where he would have thought quite a lot.
You got 1 minute left, Trevor.
Okay. So I know as he's drawing into you and around you that there is a situation where you need to listen and to be very careful on what words you are voicing in your opinion.
Okay.
Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
It would. So he's making me feel that and telling me that you need to take time and take time out to overlook the situation and to be aware of what consequences could come about from their decision.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Well, yeah, I'm going through a divorce, but I also have a big deal on the table, so it's kind of for two
right,
things.
It's like, would that be to do with business as well, please?
Yes.
Yes, so he's saying take time out to really think about your decision.
Okay.
That's great.
Sure. I'm going to leave you his love and his presence with you.
Oh, thank you, Trevor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. I hope that was a help. By the way, you can get a copy of all the readings tonight on the Mike Davis archives. So sorry to be so sharp tonight, but as I say, it's just a taster of Sunday's show. So who's next year? Who have we got? Is it Salem? Can you hear me, Salem?
Hello, yes. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Hi. I'm going to hand you, you understand this is just a taster. So
yes.
I'm going to hand you straight away over to Jane
okay.
Wynn, in Bristol there. So,
yes.
you've got 2 minutes, Jane. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. So, immediately as I link in to your voice, I've become very aware of a gentleman in the spirit world. Now, I feel this gentleman, as he draws close to me, would have been somebody that had very high values, but I also feel there was an element within him where there would have been a certain amount of discipline. Now, I do feel that this is on a love link. Would you understand a gentleman like that, please?
You understand it was on a love plane?
Yeah, I feel like he would have been connected with the family. Now, the feeling I'm getting is not, I don't feel a direct fatherly love. So I don't feel with this gentleman that he would have been very great at expressing his emotions or even very good at giving hugs or loves. I feel that he was a very private gentleman. Would you understand a gentleman like that, please?
I'm trying to think someone who passed away in my family.
Okay. And I do feel that this would have been more of a, perhaps a brother to mother or father. I feel it's not direct family, but it would have been a generation up. So perhaps an uncle.
Perhaps my uncle. That,
do you know about your uncle? Yeah. Would you know? Would you have known your uncle very well?
Not that well.
We have
okay.
1 minute, Jane.
Okay. He's coming forward. I do feel. Can you tell me if there's connections with someone being in the military on a position of authority? Because this is the feeling that I'm getting with this gentleman. And the reason this gentleman's stepping forward to me, I appreciate you don't understand your uncle perhaps or known him well, but there's a need for you to put your foot down. Do you understand that? There's a situation
yes.
around you where you need to assert your position.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Would you understand? And what the feeling he's bringing forward to me is it's almost like the feeling he's giving me is that you're very open and you're very considerate and you're willing to support. But there's a little bit of that that's been abused. Would you understand a friction within that kind of situation?
Yes, absolutely.
Where there's a conflict going on. Because this is what he's come through with this authority. It's saying that you need to assert your position because there's a feeling that your generosity, your kindness, your support has been abused. And if you don't put your foot down, it's going to continue and it's going to compromise your own opportunities.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Jane. Sorry, Sailor. As I say, it is
okay.
a case tonight. And I'm
okay.
sure if you come back on Sunday, Jane will be able to expand on where she's going there with that.
Oh, great.
So I do apologise for anybody who's ringing in and we're going to run out of time. But please join us
no
on
problem.
Sunday the 30th at 8 p.m. Our time. So let me go quickly then to Rebecca. Good evening, Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, this is
Margaret. Hi, good evening. It's Margaret. Hi, nice to be with you. Right, okay. I'm going to get straight to the point here, Rebecca, because we've literally got seconds with this. And I feel around you at the moment that there is a lot of excitement, but it's not a positive excitement. Can you understand this, where we're going?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's almost like as if your nerves, you know, the end of your nerves, they're all jangling and jingling, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes, I know. It's very unfortunate. You've got a lady that has passed you're very close to and you think of very often.
Yes.
Yes, and I feel almost motherly or grandmotherly with this lady, isn't she?
Grandmother.
Yes, yes, I know. But the love that comes to you from her, she's calming you down and she just wants you to know that your prayers have been answered, meaning that she is with you. All your thoughts that go to her, everything you ask for help, she wants you to know that she's there.
Okay.
Okay, my love. I'm sorry it's short there, but we've got 20 seconds left. Is Rosalind there, please? I know we're talking a little bit faster, but you can get
this
on the
answer. This was Rosalind. This was Rosalind.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Okay.
Rebecca must be waiting.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rosalind. I do apologize, but the message is for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so we've got an area code 631. Do you want to come in, please? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. It's Margaret here. The full show is on Thursday. I've got less than 30 seconds to give you that there's a gentleman who has passed that wants to talk to you this evening. He's dark in colouring as opposed to fair. And I feel that he's also saying to you that there has been some tears around you, hasn't there?
Yes.
And these tears are quite emotional. I feel that it's either due to a relationship or very close family member that's upset you.
Both, I would say.
Yeah, okay. Now, we must understand that these people in the spirit world know where we're coming from. They understand us. So please don't think you're on your own. But you do need, there is something that you want to say, want to do, and don't do it. Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, but please join us on Sunday the 30th, on the Mike Davis Spirit.fm.
I will.
It's been great talking to you. limited as the time has been.
Take
care, everyone.
Great. Seconds.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.